Getting a job. The American work market is one of the most competitive in the world. The demands of this job market push people to become better educated in order to have a better chance to obtain a high-paying job with excellent benefits. Every year, thousands of new college graduates enter the workforce. Different kinds of jobs require different sets of skills. White-collar jobs require more education and preparation than blue-collar jobs, and there are many fields and industries in need of skilled managers. When immigrants come to America and seek a professional job, they can encounter difficulties with their credentials due to the fact that degrees earned in other countries are not always recognized in the U.S. To acquire a job at the professional level, immigrants often have to return to school and re-earn their degrees from American colleges or universities. There are some steps that you should take before you begin job hunting. First, you need to prepare your resume, which represents you on paper. Your resume is a summary of all your qualifications and work experience. Although there are many different kinds of resumes, the most common types utilize the chronological or functional formats. In a chronological resume, your work experience is listed in reverse chronological order starting with your most recent job. In a functional resume, your skills and accomplishments are outlined rather than dates of employment. This format is advisable when the job seeker has changed jobs frequently or has not been working consistently. If you do not have work experience to list in your resume, you can get experience by offering your services as an unpaid volunteer or intern. To list a position on your resume as work experience, you should have worked at that position for at least 6 months. After finishing your resume, you will also need to work on a cover letter, which is a brief outline of your employment goals and qualifications that accompanies your resume. A cover letter can also represent a formal way to request an in-person job interview. Once you have both resume and cover letter ready, you should carefully proofread them or have someone else do it for you, because it is very important that your resume be free of typos, spelling mistakes, and grammatical and punctuation errors. Prospective employers will get their first impression of you and judge you by the quality of your resume, and a poorly written resume will likely result in your not getting an interview or a job. When you have completed your resume and cover letter, it is time to begin your job search. You can start by checking newspapers and websites where jobs are advertised. You can also look on the website of any particular company you may want to work for, or attempt to find job leads by doing some networking, which means talking with people you know in order to meet more people in the field you are interested in. If you would like faster results in your job search, you might try working with a paid headhunter in order to land an appropriate job. Finally, remember to always keep improving your skills in order to keep pace and stay competitive in the ever-changing job market.